We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. It's good to see you, Rochelle.
Nice to see you too. How are you going?
I'm not too bad. Traveling okay. I did have Oliver's 18-month-old vaccinations yesterday. 3 needles. Didn't cry for a single one.
Like, he is a super.
Oh my God. He's like a miracle child. The doctor was like, okay, one, no tears. That's pretty good. Then the second one. And then by the time we got to the third, Oliver was just looking at the doctor smiling while he stuck a needle in his leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I thought it was worth mentioning because all I feel like I ever do is complain about parenting. And so much of Instagram and the internet is about the hard stuff and the stuff that's horrible and why would you want kids and you get no sleep. Sometimes things surprise you and it's actually pretty good. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's very cute of him.
I know. He's a legend.
Mine were always, they'd get the needle and there'd be no crying and then the needle would come out and they'd cry. Like it was like a delayed reaction. But it was always very quick with the needles. Mine weren't too bad. But yeah, that's cute. How old is he now?
He's just 18 months. So I got the text message from MyGov that freaked me out. You know, when you get the MyGov notification, you've got mail. And I went in and it said that I was at risk of not getting the benefits for childcare and things like that because he wasn't vaccinated. Yep. I'm like, bullshit, he's not vaccinated. Of course he's vaccinated. And then I realized he was more than 18 months old and he's 19 months old now. So yeah. Quick appointment, all sorted, done now until he's 4.
Yes. And the 4-year-old ones are fun. Let's see if he cries at those ones.
Yeah, but with those ones, it's easier to bribe them with YouTube and shopping and getting your nails done. That's what I do with Daphne and Violet.
Yep. Yeah, toys. McDonald's on the way home.
100%.
Yeah. Now, sort of news that we've had this week. We've had the AMAs yesterday that were on, well, I don't know what channel they were on. I haven't actually watched them. I've only seen clips. I've seen the red carpet where we've seen Heidi and Spencer. Heidi has revealed a new haircut, which is not a haircut. It's the wiggiest wig that ever wigged. It looked awful.
I feel like they were almost clickbaiting us. Like if you want to get in the memes and trending on social media, wearing a terrible wig to the AMAs is going to do that. And I wondered whether or not it was an intentional terrible wig just purely to get the clicks.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was fucking obviously a wig. If it was a dress-up party, it's fine.
But it was like, still bad, even for a dress-up party. It was shocking.
No, I know, but do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like I've been to dress-up parties and I've worn like a red wig and it's apparent that it's a wig. You don't care because I'm not buying a quality wig for a dress-up party. But this was a bad wig. It was just, oh my goodness, it looked like she was in costume.
Did you see that Nicole Kidman had a similar fail during the week? She had a wig piece that started about an inch from the front of her head. So you could see her natural hair and then you could see the rest of it with the wig. So bad. So bad. What is going on right now?
I don't know. But, yeah, that was a very wiggy wig that she was wearing. First I thought it was a joke because they were saying she's stunned on the red carpet or whatever carpet it was. And then I thought she was going to pull it off or something and there was going to be a reveal, but there was no reveal. That was the moment. So yeah, there's that. And also it's getting really bad reviews all round. We've had J-Lo, from what I understand, was the host. She performed 3 times. One of the performances, I understand, was just her dancing to Kendrick Lamar songs, who wasn't even there. He wasn't even at the AMAs. Taylor Swift wasn't at the AMAs. She tried to do this kissing the dancer thing, which I feel like's been done. And it's not a shock anymore. The shock value's gone in all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's getting bad reviews all around.
Yeah, I have no intention of watching it. I mean, I see everything pop up on Instagram in the stories and the memes and the outfits. It doesn't sound like there was anybody there who mattered. Like, I know that sounds terrible, but in pop culture, the big names were missing.
And yeah.
you know, where's the relevance of this award show if people aren't going to it? Like, the stars attending is like the prerequisite, you know what I mean, for it to be considered something that's important.
Yeah, and Beyonce wasn't there. She won Country Artist of the Year. She wasn't even there. Sabrina Carpenter wasn't there. So it really didn't deliver. So we'll see what happens. I think it's not going to continue.
Well, not if it goes like that. And if Heidi Montag is the only person getting traction on the red carpet.
And why was she even there?
Well, she was there because she hit number one. Remember when her house burnt down and everyone went crazy downloading her song and her song went number one all these years later? So, I mean, good on them for, you know, bringing themselves back into the pop culture sphere and getting some money to help them rebuild or whatever they're going to do with their house. But it's a bit dire. It's kind of like the US full stop right now. Who wants to be there? No one.
No. Coming back to Australia, though, I have been watching Strife, which is back. It's on Binge. So it's the Australian series. I think it's sort of meant to be like, is it about Mamma Mia, kind of loosely?
It's a loose representation of Mia Friedman's life. So she is the head of Mamma Mia, who is a women's media company. And so she's part of the project. It's co-written by some of the people that are on Mamma Mia sometimes, like Jesse Stevens and Claire Stevens. They write for the episodes. I haven't seen season two. I know it's been out for a bit, but I want to sit down and be able to watch it all and binge it. I need the time to do that. But first season, I love Asha Keddie so much. Such a good watch.
Yeah. It's a really, the season's good. Second season, because I like the first season. I think you told me to watch the first one. And then I stumbled upon it the other day and I haven't finished it, but I am enjoying it. It's as good as the first season.
Yeah.
And relatable, like funny, because she's like got older kids. She's similar sort of age, I suppose. It's really good. The one thing I'm not enjoying is the amount of ads that are on Binge. I find it really hard to watch. And I think on Binge, there's different tiers where you can maybe pay extra to have no ads. I'm not going to pay extra because I'm already paying for 1,000 different streaming services. Mm. I find the ads relentless. It's annoying to me.
Yeah, it's too many. Like, you sit down to try and watch something and then it's this gripping scene, something really dramatic, and the next thing it's an ad for KFC or something. At least when I sit down at nighttime to watch shows over on Hey You, I know that I can put them on and just, if it's a 28-minute episode, it's 28 minutes. That's it.
Exactly.
No ads. And it's cheap to stream. Like, some of these streaming services are up around the $15, $20 a month and there's still that potential of ads. It's like, this is bullshit. We've gone back in time.
I know. And it's not just an ad. It started a little bit, I noticed. They do an ad at the start and maybe an ad midway. But now it's ads, almost like you're just watching commercial television.
Yep.
And the other day, Scarlett said, I want to watch Barbie, the movie. We could not find that anywhere for free. So it's come off. I think it was on Netflix for a period of time, or Stan, or one of them. But now you need to pay for it. Whatever streaming service it's on, it's paid for. And that is really annoying to me because, like, you shouldn't be paying on top of your streaming service. So we found it on Prime or something, but it was going to be $9. Look, I'm not paying. I'm already paying for that service monthly.
That's right.
So I feel like, I don't know, something's going to have to give because we're all paying thousands of dollars and we got rid of Foxtel, but I reckon I'm probably paying more now to have everything.
Kind of tempted to go and check out if Foxtel is still around and find out exactly how much they're charging, because I got no idea what I'm paying these days.
No. No. And then when they're introducing ads as well, it's frustrating. So, and then they swap the shows. So I've been watching, I don't know, one show that I was watching on Binge. Now they've moved it off there.
Yeah. And it was Max, HBO Max has come along. And so now you've got to subscribe to that one.
Yeah. Very annoying.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.